This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum. I'm your host, Sean Bellent, on WSMI. It was a tough pill to swallow. A trusted local pharmacy announced it was closing its doors. John's Pharmacy's final day in business in Hillsboro will be Wednesday. Now, they didn't cite the ongoing struggles of local independent pharmacies, but those who will carry on the work in the way many of us have received our medications, advice, and even engaged in conversation along the way, face some key hurdles to survival. Brian Sullivan with Sullivan's Pharmacy points to what he considers the biggest threat, pharmacy benefit managers. He calls the news about John's four-decade run in Hillsboro coming to a close a sign of the times.
You know, we've been blessed with a lot of locally owned pharmacies in our region that you don't see that as much in the cities anymore. But, you know, unfortunately, as the pharmacists age and get to the point of retirement, there's not a lot of options for them. And the deck is being stacked against them through legislation that's basically causing problems for the future of pharmacy, that a lot of young pharmacists aren't going to go into owning a pharmacy. And I'll explain it a little better. You know, in the past decade, PBMs have pharmacy benefit managers, are called PBMs. They were set in place to kind of regulate the pricing of prescriptions. They were an intermediary between the final payer and the insurance company, and they basically helped lower costs at the beginning. They negotiate prices with the pharmacies and then, you know, save money where the end payer would pay a discounted rate through volume. So in the beginning, it was a good idea. And then as things progressed, PBMs were allowed to get in the market through mail order and compete directly with the pharmacies that they were put in place to regulate. And then more recently, they were allowed to actually buy retail sites and compete directly with the pharmacies that they were put in place to regulate. And what that has resulted in is a situation where they weaponized the payment system against independent pharmacies that couldn't stand together and say, we're not going to take your plan. And, you know, they've gone in and with flip of a switch, they're allowed to pay at a rate that is below cost. So, you know, for instance, it's legal for them to pay one pharmacy in the same zip code at a different rate than all the rest of the pharmacies in the zip code if they want that pharmacy to close, or if they think they can get it to close by underpaying. There's legislation that allows them to do that. And, you know, what it's done is they can basically, you know, if their volume drops, they can flip a switch and they use a thing called MAC pricing. It's called MAC, Maximum Allowable Cost Pricing. And they can go in and just say, we're going to underpay this pharmacy. We think they're vulnerable, and cause them to sell. And, you know, instantly their scripts come, you know, for sale, and they buy those prescriptions and they transfer the people over, and then they fill the prescription. So unfortunately, that's what we're facing, is that kind of thing. And to most people that hear this are going to think that's got to be illegal. It's not. And Illinois is one of the few states that is not regulating it at all. There are some states that have passed legislation to prevent this. There's been a couple lawsuits in the last month that have actually been won against PBMs for doing this, but unfortunately no action in Illinois. So we're going to continue to see the decline of independent pharmacies. And I mean, just in our area in the last year, I can think of Watson's in Greenville, Bob's over in Nokomis, now John's here in Hillsboro. And it's unfortunate because, you know, John was a competitor, but we worked together to make sure our clients were all taken care of. We shared inventory. If I ran out of something, I could call John and he would, you know, let me borrow it till the next day when I can order it in. That way my patient didn't have to go without, and vice versa. We did that with each other. We had that kind of relationship where we were competitors, but our clients came first. And I'm not sure that, you know, if at some point all the independent pharmacies are gone, that the chains share that method of thinking.
One of the benefits of local pharmacies is institutional knowledge of customers. When seniors struggle with their faculties or have other medical issues and they're assigned something is wrong, local pharmacists can step in a rapid way.
Well, and that's absolutely true. I mean, personally, I've been a pharmacist in Hillsboro since 1987, dating myself. But I've grown up with people. I've watched people have children who are now, you know, my patients, and they have children, but now their fathers and mothers are aging, and you know, we've watched them, you know, like you say, their faculties sometimes slip, and they're unable to take care of themselves adequately at home. Regularly, I see prescriptions not being filled, and I ask, you know, patients, you know, is there something going on here? Sometimes it's a pricing issue. I can't afford that medicine, so we talk to the doctor. We look for coupons online. We find ways to help those patients get their medicines affordably or change it to a medicine that's affordable. And there's other people that just forget to take their medicine. And then, you know, there's a class of people that we actually prepare weekly boxes of medicine for them because they're not capable of doing that themselves. But by us doing that, it allows them to stay in their homes longer and not needed any kind of assisted, you know, care. And, you know, a lot of the big boys aren't going to do those kind of things. So we do fill a niche in those areas.
Sullivan reflects on the loss of a champion in the legislature, former state Senator Andy Menar.
Oh, Senator Menar was one of our best champions in Illinois and the only one I can think of offhand that did champion this issue. I'm just hoping that, you know, being that these pharmacies closing in this area still, he hears of these things and he does have an in at the governor's office, and maybe somebody there will hear our cries to you know, enact some legislation, stop the lobbying efforts to stop legislation to end these kind of, you know, seemingly illegal activities in Illinois regarding pharmacy, you know, basically bullying, for lack of a better word. There's no agency that oversees these companies in Illinois. There needs to be.
Brian Sullivan notes one of the big benefits of local pharmacies with relationships with their customers is a better flow of information to hospitals and medical providers.
Well, and we definitely do that, and you know, all pharmacies should do that. But unfortunately, it's a factor of time. You know, as these chains absorb more and more of these independents, they're going to fill more and more prescriptions. Are they going to do it with twice as many staff? I doubt it. I think they're going to try to maximize the number of prescriptions they can kick out with a minimum staff. And that leads to longer delays in filling important prescriptions, longer delays in answering these kind of important phone calls. And, you know, the more time the pharmacist has to care for the patients, the better the end result's going to be. And independent pharmacies have traditionally done that.
And Johns and Sullivan's may have been competitors, but they certainly had a shared cause.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that, and you know, we're third generation pharmacists, and we're, you know, definitely not going to give up the fight. You know, the Sullivan family's been here for a long time, and you know, we're not intending on doing anything like that, but you know, as long as there's a way for us to stay here, we're staying. But you know, unfortunately, you know, these single stores, single independent stores, part of the legislation adds a bunch of bureaucracy to doing the store business, and there's all kinds of attestations and forms that need filled out every year. And luckily, with the number of stores we have, we're able to somewhat centralize that part of the business, where an individual store I can't imagine they could even possibly keep up with that kind of paperwork. And that's part of the whole legislation problem that's happening, and it's definitely done on purpose to make it difficult for independent pharmacies to stay in business.
Brian Sullivan says the time for action is here and now.
No, I really appreciate you just letting me get the word out on this, and hopefully people understand that, you know, John didn't do anything wrong. This is something that these independent pharmacies are facing, and it's a symptom of, you know, what could happen across the board if Illinois doesn't step up and add some legislation to prevent these PBMs from abusing their power.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Forum on WSMI. All of our best to all of the employees. Many of you know so well at John's Pharmacy, and we thank John's Pharmacy for their support of this radio station over the years, and look forward to speaking them in this final week of their run in Hillsborough. Thanks again. I'll see you around next weekend for Around Montgomery County. Happy 4th of July, everyone.